Yeah, you are very welcome back to the final part of the show. We're going to delve into the inbox in just a quick second to answer your tech questions. But first, John Fardy is here to tell us what's coming up on this week's Screen Time. John, what's on the agenda?
Hi, Jess. Well, this week on the show, I'm talking to legendary Irish director Neil Jordan about his fascinating new memoir, Amnesiac. And it has a lot of very interesting incidents from his filmmaking career and his life in general. A really bright, well, I guess you'd call him up and coming, but he's probably arrived. Aina Hardwick, people will know him playing Paul Mescal's best friend in Normal People. He's certainly on the rise. He's BAFTA nominated. And he's in a great new Irish movie called The Sparrow. And of course, we've all the week's new movie releases in the company of Chris Wasser. Thank you, Jessica.
Great stuff. All of that is on the way in just a few minutes' time. But let's answer some questions, shall we? As ever, if you have a question for me, you can drop me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com. First up, we have David who says, hi, Jess. Just wondering, have you any thoughts on what is best of iPad, Remarkable 2, Kindle Scribe, etc.? Thinking of investing in one, but getting more confused with all the reviews I'm reading. David, I don't blame you because there's an awful lot of noise out there. And I think they all do in and around the same thing. So if you clearly want something that is good in terms of handwriting recognition to take notes. I haven't reviewed the Remarkable 2, but I know quite a few people who bought them. One of my friends in particular bought one because he'd taken an awful lot of notes, had tried different methods, and bought the Remarkable, liked the handwriting recognition, but kind of found that it was a one-trick pony a little bit. Now, obviously it is. It's designed to do that one thing, but they're a little bit expensive. And for a little bit more money, you could get extra functionality if that's something that you need or want. But in terms of the fundamental thing of note-taking, the Remarkable 2 is very good. The Kindle Scribe is quite similar as well, in terms of being, I suppose, focused on that one element. What I would recommend, and if you are, like you said, the word invest in your email to me, I personally recommend an iPad and an Apple Pencil and an app called GoodNotes. You can also use OneNote if you use Microsoft as part of your working life. But I am a huge fan of the Apple products. I know that's a bit of a U-turn from where I used to be, but I have an iPad mini, I have an Apple Pencil, and I have GoodNotes, and I just find it so great. I find it really easy to set up and to interact with. I can scribble down my notes, I can convert the handwriting to text, but also then I get the extra functionality of having a tablet, of having the iPad be an iPad. So I can do my emails, I can read my books, I can watch videos, I can go on social media, I can use it as a work tool beyond just a digital notebook. And I would highly recommend it. The only thing I would say to you is if you do go down the iPad route, spend an extra few quid and get a paper-like screen protector. I bought one on Amazon. I know people don't love Amazon, but it was the only place I could find one and I needed one quickly. But I bought a paper-like screen protector and it just creates a little bit of resistance between the Apple Pencil and the screen and it feels like you're writing on paper. And it, like I have to say, it's very, very impressive. So as I said, I have the iPad mini. I did have the iPad Pro, but my boyfriend stole it from me and he now uses it to watch sport on. But the iPad mini is a great size. It's very portable. You can just chuck it into your backpack and away you go. Battery life on it is great. And it's kind of like a little bit bigger than an A5 notebook, but it does the job for me. So of the options you've listed, I would recommend the iPad because it's like a multi-purpose device rather than just the Remarkable 2 or the Scribe, which are purely digital notebooks. So I do hope that helps, and let me know what you go for. Next, we have an email here from Paula. She says, which earplugs did you recommend for sleeping, please? I use the yellow foam ones every night for total sound blocking. So Paula, this is about the chat I had with Ivan Yates on the Pat Kenny Show on Tuesday. So I bought the Loop Quiet 2. That's what they're called. So they are small silicon earbuds. They go into your ear and they block out sound. So you can get different kinds of ones. So if you go on to the Loop website, I bought directly from the Loop website, and the ones that I bought were 20 quid. I bought them primarily for the office, so the new stock office. I love it. I love what I do, but it can be a bit noisy at times. So I bought the Quiet 2 because the noise reduction rating is 14 decibels when you use them as directed. So that to me was ideal because it meant it wasn't total noise blocking. I could still hear, like if someone called me, I'd absolutely hear it, but it just muffles everything. There are other ones that you can get specifically for sleep that would be total noise blocking. And you can get ones for live events and for entertainment and all that kind of stuff. But Loop is the brand. I would highly recommend them. I find them so comfortable. I wear them all day now. The ones that I got, so the Loop Quiet 2, when I leave the office and if I'm walking to the Lewis, I can still hear cars and I can still hear, you know, if someone comes up behind me on an electric scooter or anything like that, I can hear the environment noise, but it's just not as loud and distracting and a bit overwhelming as it was without them. So again, head over to the Loop website. You can see this one specifically for sleep. I sleep with the Quiet 2s on and they do the job for me. Again, it's just the muffling of sounds rather than total noise blocking. So I hope that helps you. And finally, for this week, we have an email here from Mairead, who sent me a lovely email. So thank you so much for that. But your question is, I've started a small business this year and still haven't got a laptop. And I've booked a couple of online courses. So using my phone is just not on. I'm not too bad when it comes to using computers. It's just that when I was working, someone else did all the setting up. I completely understand. So I wonder, have you any advice on which laptop will be best in your opinion? And how difficult is it setting up my email account? Can I still access them on my phone? I was so used to it on a desktop. I would like one with a decent sized screen and a mouse. Okay, Mairead, firstly, best of luck with the business. It's a very exciting time. Don't let the tech be a scary thing at all. It's going to be a tool that you'll use for your business and you will breeze through the setup. It's not going to be arduous at all. When it comes to the laptops, the fact that you like a larger screen, so you can get either a 15-inch or a 17-inch laptop screen, they probably will be a little bit more expensive for the bigger screens. But Dell and HP and Lenovo would be brands that I would look at. In terms of the setup, so when you access your email, you will absolutely be able to still get them on your phone. There's no issue at all. So if you're using Microsoft Outlook, if you have access to Microsoft Office, it's simply a case of putting in your username, so your email address and your password. If it's a Gmail address, it's the exact same thing. You go to gmail.com and log in. So whatever email provider you have, you go to that website or you can add it to the Mail app, but it's not arduous at all. Also, if you go into one of the big tech retailers here, they have really helpful staff who will set up the laptop for you and put in whatever it is that you need to put in. But don't be overwhelmed or intimidated by it. It's not going to be stressful at all. If you do have any other problems, you can drop me an email again, and I will do my best to help you. But this is one of those things that you'll do it once. So once you set up the email on the new laptop, that's it. You won't have to ever do it again. You won't ever have to worry about it again. If you are a bit apprehensive about it, as I said, tap into the support of the staff in a tech retailer here. Like, there are so many brilliant people working in those stores. I'm sure they'd only be too delighted to help. But yeah, best of luck and let me know how it goes. But that's it from me this week. If you have a tech question for me, drop me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com. I'll be back with Shane and Kira on Monday's Newstalk Breakfast. But in the meantime, have a great weekend.